Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, before we get to Steve Feldman, I need a name change ruling here, Dan. I always mess this up, even though I love them. They know that. I did an event with them, a big night. I want to change it to Zionist of America rather than Zionist Organization
no,
of America.
No,
yes.
No.
That's what they have to do in my honor just when they're on the show. Give me a break. All right. Steve Feldman, longtime friend, and just somebody that is on top of craziness that goes on around things, particularly with Israel. It's the 75th anniversary of the founding of Israel. You have Tlaib, Congresswoman Tlaib. The most hateful member, arguably, it's hard to say. I don't know. Omar or Tlaib. I'm going with Tlaib. Wanting to hold an event to de-celebrate, if you will, the founding of Israel. And she's wondering why McCarthy will not allow it in the Congress. Coming out of the woodwork for this. But how about Gladwin Elementary School? Where we've heard that, Dr. Alana Fishbein. An event that took place in March at the school's Cultural Heritage Night, where there was a display for Palestine. This is the Lower Marion School District. Gee, they must not teach history, geography, or some combination there, Dan. Where is Palestine? We're going to Palestine tomorrow. Well, tell me where that is, kid. Where's Palestine? Well, we studied it in school. Teacher said Palestine. Well, can I fly into Palestine? Is it recognized by the UN? Congresswoman Tlaib said we're going to Palestine. All right, let's go to Steve Feldman, Zionist Organization of Greater Philadelphia now. All right, no. Director.
Greater Philadelphia, Zionist right. Organization.
There you go. All right, Dan. Cloudy and more. Put more on that line so I can mess it up. Hey, Steve, welcome in. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Good afternoon. No, thank you for having me and bringing this issue to your listeners, and good afternoon to your listeners. Your intro covered an awful lot of stuff that's going on. First of all, it would take an act of God to change our name. We're the Zionist Organization of America, and I'm the executive director of the Greater Philadelphia chapter, just to be clear. And there was a lot going on. There's a situation in Gladwin, which is very disturbing. As your listeners listen to us talk, more than 900 rockets have been fired by Palestinian Arabs at Israeli civilian communities. At least one Israeli was murdered when a rocket made a direct hit on a home, and many have been physically injured, and more than a million are suffering, you know, trauma from having to run to bomb shelters and fortified rooms and spend a lot of time there. So more than 900 rockets. It's really inhumane what the Palestinian Arabs are doing once again to our friends and allies in Israel.
So
but the matter, the main
ahead.
Matter at hand at Gladwin, in March, late March, the school, the elementary school, had a cultural heritage night, which of course happens in many schools throughout the area and throughout the country. There was a display, among other displays, for quote unquote Palestine, and as you mentioned, there's no such place. It was deeply troubling to see PLO flags there, the Palestine Liberation Organization flags, which are an organization dedicated to the destruction of Israel, the murders of Jews. There was a poster proclaiming Jerusalem is the capital of quote-unquote Palestine. It's not. It's the capital of Israel. There was a poster lauding a singer who sings in praise of those who murder Jews and who want to destroy Jews. So, and there were some other elements, really very upsetting that it would happen in any public school. But when it's happening as young as at an elementary school, that's really when the warning lights have to go on, like what's going on. And I don't necessarily blame the school for this. The school, you know, did not put up the PLO flags, but nobody on the staff, nobody on the faculty, nobody who was there for the event said, sorry, this is a hate symbol, this flag, and these are false assertions, and there's no place for them here. They were allowed to be there. We've been in contact with school district officials. We've offered to offer some training to the faculty and staff about some of this. And at this point, we've been stonewalled. We did get a response from the acting superintendent, who said she understood our concerns and thanked us for bringing them to her attention. But then there's been no subsequent communication. And this is a very serious matter because we're living through a period in the United States where attacks against Jewish people and incitement against Jewish people are at numbers we haven't seen in generations. People are getting beaten up in the streets, and synagogues are getting attacked, and et cetera. And there's a lot of that happening in Philadelphia, where, as you know, Mayor Kenney proclaimed Palestinian Solidarity Day 2 years in a row. There's a lot of problems here, and when it's happening with elementary school kids who are obviously being indoctrinated in their home to have these feelings or thoughts and denial of what are facts. I mean, Israel exists. There is no Palestine. That's a terror flag. It's a hate symbol. And so when this is happening at the elementary school level, it really is a crisis for the entire community, not just the Jewish community, because as we know, when there are incidents, when there are attacks, well, it's not only Jews who are affected. It's anybody around, anybody in the vicinity could, God forbid, be impacted attack from someone who lashes out.
Let me interject, too. I don't have the exact percentages, but I do think there are a significant number of people in the Lower Merion School District who are Jewish. You would think that would be, somebody might see this, be up on it a bit more, as you and I are on this, and might tell people there's no Palestine. PLO is a hate symbol. It's like a Nazi flag.
Exactly. I really liken it both to a Nazi flag, and if somebody had roots in the Deep South and showed up for a cultural heritage night with a Confederate flag and a noose, I mean, that they would know immediately, sorry, you can't put that up. We need to have the same thing with other anti-Jewish hate symbols. And so there's a school board meeting Monday evening at 8 o'clock in Ardmore, and we're asking people to go, especially if you live in the township, to go and speak out about this. And it's important that the community speak up and show up to, again, not to condemn the school or the faculty or the school district, but that they must be sensitized. There need to be guidelines put in place so this does not happen again. We want to educate them. We want this to be constructive. It's not to point fingers. Mistakes can be made. As long as they're not made again, as long as something is done about this so that it doesn't happen again, it's also important to find out if there is indoctrination happening, hate indoctrination happening in homes. I would consider that child abuse. Other people might. I'm not a social worker, so I can't definitively say what is child abuse, but it seems like it. It seems if you're giving people, you know, young kids false information or hate, that's a problem for all of society. And you mentioned Congresswoman Tlaib. She was sponsoring and is sponsoring and has sponsored really a hate event, an anti-Jewish hate event. It is, as you mentioned, the 75th anniversary of Israel's Declaration of Independence. And 11 minutes after that happened, President Harry Truman recognized the re-established nation of Israel, and Congresswoman Tlaib and others, including the American Friends Service Committee and even an anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, Jewish organization, which I'm not going to give them the name of. I don't want to give them their credit. Organized this event in Washington. Speaker McCarthy courageously, pulled the event because he decided the room had a better use. But Senator Sanders, I'm not gonna psychoanalyze him on your show. He offered to host this vicious anti-Jewish event, and frankly, it's an anti-American event, and I'll explain why in a second. He offered to host this meeting in a Senate hearing room. He's the chair of a committee. He's got access to a large room, and he offered to have it there, and it's really despicable. Under American law, both what's known as the Lodge-Fish Resolution of 1922 and even the Anglo-American Treaty, which was ratified by the Senate in 1924, recognizes the Jewish state of Israel there. And as I mentioned, Harry Truman, the president, recognized it. And to call this restoration of Jewish self-determination, a quote-unquote catastrophe, really is despicable.
Yeah, it is one. It's stunning, Steve, how much this repeats. Now, one other area, and again, you're asking people to come out to the Lower Merion School Board meeting at 301 East Montgomery Avenue, Ardmore, 8 p.m. this Monday night. And that is my old sparring partner, Professor, I say that loosely, Mark Lamont Hill, surfaced this week with Helen Gim, extended endorsement over at Bobby's Bookshop. I don't know who provided the water, since he always seems to worry about certain people poisoning the water. I mean, and does Helen Gim not know this guy's background, which he's unapologetic for?
Maybe he gets his water from East Palestine, Ohio. I don't know. But listen, there is a candidate for mayor in Philadelphia who you just mentioned, who is endorsed by an organization called the Democratic Socialists of America. They have as an official plank, if you will, of their organization, the boycott of Israel, calling for divestment from Israel, sanctions. They're an anti-Jewish organization. Hill has a long record now of anti-Jewish activity, including praising people who've murdered Jews and who've attempted to blow up movie theater in Jerusalem and could have murdered as many as 1,200 people, most of whom would have been Jewish, I guess. He's got that record. You know, look, people can endorse who they want to endorse. It's a free country, thank God. But he just keeps enhancing or adding to his anti-Jewish record. And Temple officials and Temple alum and Temple donors and parents of students and prospective students need to make note of that, because all of his activities, again, it's a free country, but all of his activities indicate that he's anti-Jewish, viciously anti-Jewish, going out of his way.
Couldn't agree more. And the person accepting that endorsement, running for the highest office in the city, that's points in that direction, too. Hey, Steve, would you give us the website, too, please, so people keep abreast of what you're doing?
Thank you. Locally, it's philly.zoa.org. Nationally, it's zoa.org. At our national site, you can read a lot of statements and wisdom from our national president, Morton Klein, and our local website. And our email address locally is office@zoaphilly.org. office@zoaphilly.org. And we really are, at ZOA, the only organization calling attention to these matters and really promoting advocacy and activism in this way. And I thank you as really a clarion voice on the radio in our region for keeping this issue and the well-being and the welfare of the Jewish people and America's important relationship with Israel at the forefront. We have commended to you for that. You are to be commended for that. And I thank you, and I thank you and your audience for taking these matters and these issues seriously.
Got to catch up with you in person soon, Steve. Thank you. Thanks very much.
In your convenience. Thank you. Have a good day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.